Well, the removal men are at the back of Downing Street, and it's amazing how quickly these things happen. He's going to go from being the most significant premier political figure in the country to just a backbencher in the matter of 48 hours. I think people will look back on his record as one of being fairly mixed. I think the one criticism that could be made of him of significance to Kent is he never really grasped the issue of immigration properly, and having made those promises of getting it down to tens of thousands, he was hoist by his own petard, if you like, and in Kent particularly, that failure to meet those targets actually fed into the growing support that UKIP has achieved over the last few years in the county.
Do you think he'll be kicking himself about making that promise to hold a referendum? Because he did win the election last year so convincingly, didn't he? He probably could have won it without making that promise.
Well, it's a little bit like Tony Blair only being remembered for the Iraq War. It's possible that Cameron will be remembered as the politician who gambled on the Brexit and didn't win. His numbers didn't come up.
Obviously, he was Remain, but so was Theresa May, although she's taking over his job. What's she going to bring to number 10?
Well, I think the key thing that she will bring for a time when there's a lot of turbulence and twists and turns is a degree of stability and a degree of experience. She's operated at the highest levels of government, longest serving Home Secretary. So she's not coming to the job with inexperience of being in the cabinet. She's seen as someone who's quite steely, determined and tenacious. And I think, as I've said, I think that the main factor is that she will bring some degree of continuity and stability to the political situation, which seems to be in a constant flux these days.